Petersburg Medical Center CEO Liz Woodyard says the switch to an entirely new computer record system is a big change.
Everything we do, from when you register to the doctor entering your diagnosis, to the MA kind of reconciling your medication, to getting a lab test ordered, a lab results out, everything is different, and the billing is all different. So it's a really big change for us.
The new health record software and equipment comes from the Mobile, Alabama-based company Computer Programming Systems Incorporated. A 35-person team with CPSI has been at PMC for the past 2 weeks working with staff on the installation. The work is expected to continue into next month, and Woodyard says the new system will help integrate services from the hospital's various departments.
From long-term care to clinic, our doctors will have one system to use. Instead, in the past, they've had two different systems to use. And so this way, everybody will be on the same system. We'll be able to look at the records from long-term care all the way to the clinic. The doctors will be able to order everything the same. And so just the integration component is the key factor that we chose this particular system.
Woodyard says the CPSI system was chosen out of three proposals from different health record companies. Hospitals across the nation are installing the new electronic record systems and plan on connecting to both in-state and nationwide networks or exchanges that will be used to transfer the medical information. The federal government is encouraging use of electronic records and says 4 out of 5 eligible hospitals are now using such systems. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, provides incentive money for projects like the one in Petersburg. That funding here is expected to cover about half of the $1.4 million price tag. The rest may be paid for locally. However, the borough is seeking additional state funding for the project through the upcoming capital budget process. Jill Dormer, the medical center's IT project manager, explains why PMC is upgrading.
You know, we're taking advantage of the money that CMS has available for every hospital in the nation to upgrade their technology. And the goal is for the hospital to be able to kind of ramp up our technology so that we can improve patient safety. You know, we'll be using areas of technology for like medication administration and for lab resulting in ways that we haven't been able to before. And it just kind of cuts out manual entry. It makes things a lot safer for the patients.
Dormer says the medical center can still give people paper copies of their medical records.
But we will also have the ability to give a patient electronic copies of their records. And right now, you know, we can transfer those electronic records to other hospitals by mail on a disk. But the ultimate goal for the whole state of Alaska is that we'll go to joining the Health Information Exchange for the state of Alaska, which everyone's really excited about a lot. It's just getting off the ground. We're working with a coordinator from the state of Alaska to have Petersburg be a part of that, and it's very exciting. It's going to be a really good thing for our whole population.
As for security of the information, the new system has encryption software to protect the medical records when they're given out to a patient on CD. The information system purchased by PMC is designed for smaller rural hospitals like Petersburg. Different systems have been selected for other hospitals, and that's one of the problems that's popping up with the planned statewide and eventual nationwide exchange. CEO Woodyard acknowledges the systems at different hospitals are not always compatible.
That is something that the Health Information Exchange is working on, and it's part of the whole healthcare reform initiative, and it'll probably be 2015. Fairbanks is probably the most current and they're most up to date, and then probably the rest of the state will take the next 2 or 3 years. But I would imagine that it's going to be about 5 to 10 years before we're fully integrated.
The new computer system is also taking some time for local staff to learn. However, Woodyard praises the employees for their work during the changeover.
People are really doing pretty good. I think attitudes are really positive. People are working through glitches. I've gone through this implementation several times in my career before, and I really think they're doing a remarkable job.
Hospital visits have been a little bit longer in the first few weeks of the new system, and Dormer is asking people to be patient.
I think especially this first week, our wait times were a little slower than normal. That should speed up as we get more comfortable with the system. I anticipate within a couple weeks we'll be right back up to par where we were before we switched over.
Starting up this month, patients are also being asked to bring in a photo ID and insurance card with them for their first appointment. Hospital staff will scan that ID and have that information on file. The final phase of the installation is scheduled for early next month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.